The federal government isn't releasing any details about a possible deal with Cambodia on the resettling of refugees. The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, met with Cambodia's Interior Minister, in Phnom Penh, on Thursday. And yesterday, the Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, declined to rule out any refugee settlement deal. Scott Morrison is the second government minister to visit Cambodia since February. The Australian Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, also visited the country recently to discuss a regional cooperation deal on asylum seekers. After that visit, Julie Bishop refused to give details of the talks, but the Cambodian Foreign Minister, Nor Nam Hong, disclosed to reporters that he was very seriously considering an offer to resettle refugees who had sought asylum in Australia. The Deputy Director of Human Rights Watch's Asia Division, Phil Robertson, told AM Samantha Hawley any deal with Cambodia is extremely worrying.
We would look very closely, not at the issue of how many people are settled or how much money was paid, but the issue would be to what extent the actual responsibilities for the refugees were prepared to be taken care of by the Cambodian authorities. And our assessment at this point is that their capacity is extremely low. And in the case of, for instance, other refugees from countries such as Vietnam or China, like the Uyghurs, Cambodia has violated its refugee convention commitments. So one wonders how Australia thinks that the Cambodian government would be in a better position to provide support and protection for Cambodia than Australia would be. We've been able to find out surprisingly little. Governments have been very, very hushed about this. They're not giving out information. When I spoke to the Australian ambassador last week when I was in Cambodia, there was no indication that a visit was forthcoming, and there was no information that she would share about what was previously discussed by Foreign Minister Bishop with Prime Minister Hun Sen.
Did you suspect, though, that discussions about the resettlement of refugees were to continue after that meeting?
Well, we're not privy to actually what happened in that meeting, except for what Foreign Minister of Cambodia, Hor Nam Hong, said, where he indicated that there was a discussion of transferring refugees and asylum seekers from Australia to Cambodia. Beyond that, there's been very little information forthcoming. I think that the Australian side was perhaps surprised that the Foreign Minister of Cambodia say anything in the first place. And the lesson learned by the Australian side has been to maintain even a greater lid on this story to, you know, keep everything secret as long as possible.
What would Human Rights Watch's reaction be to any deal struck between Australia and Cambodia to resettle refugees?
We would be very concerned because it's quite clear that Cambodia does not have any sort of appreciable services for refugees. They have a shoddy record of protection for refugees despite having ratified the Refugee Convention. And there's very little political commitment from the Cambodian government to ensure the ongoing support or safety of refugees in Cambodia.
Do they resettle refugees from other countries at this time?
They do not. The only refugees that we know of that are currently in Cambodia are a small number of Rohingya from Burma who have been accepted as refugees there, but who are essentially left to their own devices to try to survive in a country where they don't speak the language and they have limited authorization for work.
That's the Deputy Director of Human Rights Watch's Asia Division, Phil Robertson, speaking there to AM Samantha Donovan. And Saturday, AM did invite the Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, on this program this morning to clarify the situation with Cambodia, but he declined our invitation.